It's a blessed day today. God has given us an opportunity to come together by communication. We're not able to meet in the sanctuary, but wherever we are the representative of the sanctuary. Now I want to share with you this morning from 1 Corinthians. I won't be able to do all of the verses. I'm going to do part one of this sermon. 12th chapter, and the scriptures is from 12 through 31. And the message has to do with talking about we are one. We are one. Now that fits us as a church. I know we don't like to talk about that, but when we accept Christ, we become in one body. And that body is because when we accept him, we died and we accepted him. So now we are in the body of Christ. And Paul described it in a way that I think nobody could have done any better or as well. He took us, our body, and taught us what it means to have a body with all parts working together. Now the local church is a body where we work as a team. We work as a team to get the job done for the kingdom and God. And so I want to read just a few verses. Verse 12, 13, it reads, you can easily, rather introduction, you can easily enough see how this kind of a thing works by looking no further than your own body. Your body describes what God is talking about. Your body has many parts, limbs, organs, cells, but no matter how many parts you can name, you're still one body. Amen. One body. It's exactly the same with Christ. By means of his one spirit, we all said goodbye to our old particular and piecemeal lives. We each use the independent call our own shots. We was always used to that, but you can't do that now because you're in Christ. And you also works with the body of Christ. Friends, but then we entered into a larger and integrated life in which he has the final say in everything. I'm talking about this body we are in. Christ has the final say. I know sometimes you say, I've said it, I'm not going to say it no more. You don't have no more to say, but God has. God has the final say through his son, Jesus Christ. You heard him say when he got up from the grave, he says, I got up with all power in heaven and in earth in my hand. Now, he didn't say in our hands. He said in my hand. And friends, if he got all power, that's all power. We are in this, friends, what I call hardship period. And we're in this the disease that has been given to us. We picked it up, or we caught it. However we got it, we got it. Those of us that have it, those that doesn't have it, we have to be guarded against everything. For this virus is terrible, but it is not totally in charge. God is still in charge. I heard a lady on television Sunday night. This is something to think about. Talk about how she was in perfect health, she thought. And then she still picked up the virus and don't know how she got it. Now she's overcome it. So she's back home with her family. Friends, see, we can only see so far. But God can, see, when I was a boy, I used to laugh about this, but it's not funny. God, we see to the corner. But God can see around the corner. And because he can see around the corner, that means he knows what's on the other end of the corner while we're trying to look around it. So let's look at this. I know you're concerned. I know you're frightened. I know some of you. I know some of you are frail. I know all of that. But I also know that build your courage. Even though you should be cautious and careful, build your courage and your confidence so you have somebody that you know you can put your trust in. Your confidence is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, if I build my courage, my friend, then my faith will kick in and move for me. Thank God today that I have this working faith that works on my behalf when I cannot work for myself. And so as we look at this business here, look at this business, my friend. When we entered into a larger and integrated life in which God has the final say in everything. This is what we, my friend, if you really look at it, this is what we proclaim in word and action. When we were baptized, each of us is now a part of Jesus' resurrected body. When we were baptized, friend, when we was refreshed and sustained at one fountain, his spirit, where we all come and drink now. We have a fountain to drink from. And let us drink freely, boldly, because of this Christ who has died for us. I'm so glad when I really get it into my system. I'm so glad when I really got it in there that Jesus has made himself a fountain that we can drink from. We can come to the throne of grace boldly and tell him our situation, whatever it might be. I think about it sometimes. When my son was about 5.5 years old, I mean 5.5 months old, I used to come home from work, and he would be in the crib, they called it, at that time. And so I'd lift him out, and I get on the floor a ways from him. And my wife was in the kitchen cooking, and he would try to crawl to me. He'll start, and then he'll fall over. He'll try it again, he'll fall over again. And so I decided to move back where he was laying on the floor, and I got him and brought him to the coffee table, they call it, and put both hands on the table. Then I moved back, and he's kind of walking around the table and fall again. And then after he was 6 months old, I did it off and on. He started walking and falling. But what he was looking at, I noticed, he was looking at his daddy. He wasn't thinking about falling. He was saying, without talking, he was saying, I have some help here today. My daddy is here. And his mind set. So he wandered around one evening until he got to me. And he started walking at 6 months and a few days. That's because he was determined to get off of that floor and out of that pen, baby pen, and come where his daddy. Now, we who are Christians, we ought to be determined every night we go to bed, our last set ought to be as to God, how much we thank him and how much we thank him for our mate. We should never go to bed angry fighting and arguing over nothing, because it ends up being nothing. And then when we arise in the morning, before we get out of that bed, we should thank God. Friends, God enjoy us telling him thank you, because we're giving him some recognition and praise. I spent a lot of time thanking God, praising God. When I used to drive, sometimes I'd give some people the ride, and they said, Pastor, why don't you put your radio on? I said, well, I was a radio. I was praising and thanking God I said, I was doing what you say I can't do. They said, what did I say? You say I can't sing. And I said, I respect you for what you're saying, but it doesn't stop me from singing. I said, I'm not singing to you anyway. I'm singing to him. And he knows. I said, when this life is over, I told a man once, I said, when this life is over, well, where are you going to be? I said, where are you going to be when it's over, when my life is over? I said, will my life represent me when I am through down here? Friends, yes, it will if I put something in it while I'm here. You said, well, I'll take a chance. I'll see Jesus when I die. No, that's not going to happen. You're going to see the judgment. If you don't know God, your next step is after you die, is after Jesus coming back to get the dead. Your final judgment is going to be hell. But will the Lord remember me when I'm called to go? Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. He's going to remember the praises. He's going to remember the thanksgiving. He's going to remember the song I sing a lot now and been doing it. May the work that I have done speak for me. See, will it speak for me? If I've done some work, it will. But not, I don't know God, don't want to accept him. No. So you who know God, ask yourself, will my work that I'm doing for God, when I'm gone and I'm through on earth, will it still speak for me? And if you don't think so, do you have time to correct it, get it together? And friends, keep in mind now, we're one body and we're in a one family. If you have a weak area, there's a strong person in the body which you're in. Don't ask them their opinion. Ask them to pray for you. Don't ask them to give you something all the time. Give them something. Tell them how God has been to you, what he's done for you. You see, the body of Christ is not just some body, some large group, some large church. That body is to help promote the kingdom. Help to promote the love of God, the strength of God. Let me give you something. I fell in my house 6 or 7 years ago now, and I couldn't get up. I don't know what happened. I just fell. And so I crawled and called for my daughter, but she wasn't at home. She had gone someplace. I called for my brother-in-law, my late brother-in-law. He was gone to the convalescent home. I called for a couple other people. Couldn't get nobody. So then I crawled to the phone and dialed and called somebody. And within a matter of minutes, maybe 10, 8 or 10, the fire department and the police came. Now, they rescued me from the floor. And they said to me, you have to, when the paramedics came, we got to take you to the hospital. They rescued me from the floor, took me to the hospital, kept me in the hospital for 3 days and say, you're fine. We're going to dismiss you. Now, what am I supposed to do? So happy to go home, forget about the dismissal? God was in the middle of me being dismissed. I came home and I was fine. I thought I didn't do anything for a couple of days. My daughter came and spent the time with me. I'm telling you that story because if you just look what God has done, then you will know what he will do. If he did it once, he'll do it twice. I've had some good days. I mean good days. But I've also had some bad days. And so I look sometime and take my time, sit down or stand up and talk about to God and myself my bad days and how he brought me through with his strength, with his encouragement, with his power. And then I turn from the bad to my good days. And I look, and all of my good days outnumber my bad days. And Lord, since that happened, I'm telling you, Jesus, I will not complain. The reason I won't complain, because my good days outnumber my bad days. Oh, when I just look back to where he brought me from, he lifts me up. He stands me up. He sits me down. He stretches me out. He gives me strength. He gives me willpower. He gives me knowledge. He helps me to overcome those things that people try to put me down and hurt me. He lifts me up. That's why I can't help when I get happy to sing sometimes. There's nobody like God. Nobody. And I'll bring the second part later, but I can't close without telling you, if I was in your shoes, while I'm at home, I utilize my time doing something for God, for my family, putting my house in order. That's what I'm more working on when I can. And then, friends, I would accept what God asked me to do. I get that Bible and read some verses every day. Then I'd ask God what I get to read it. Now, Lord, what are you saying to me? Not somebody else, but to me. And then I would invite him in my life. Oh, I just can't tell you that enough. There's nobody like him. He's the only one put me to sleep when I'm overburdened. He's the only one that helps me to sleep all night when I got a lot on my mind that I need to deal with. He helps me to go to sleep. Now we're in the body of Christ. Let us be part of the real body with love, encouraging, encouraging, encourage those in the body. And those of you who are our friends and listening, not in Christ, please look at it. If you would just accept Christ today, you would never be the same. You just have to grow. My son started walking when he was 6 months old, but look what he had to do. He still was stumbling. He still was falling down sometimes. But after a while, he kept on walking till he got to strength. He didn't stumble no more. He didn't fall no more. He got so he could walk on his own with the strength of God. That's what happened when you accept Christ. You can't walk straight when you first get him. You have to stumble a little while. You have to trip over stuff sometime. But in the end, he'll give you a day that you can walk with him and praise him. Praise him. Thank him. I love you. I love you. I love you. And I appreciate you. And may God be your strength and be your blessing from now on as long as you live. Thank you, and God bless you. Let us pray. Father, as we come to the close of this service, we lift your name up again. There's only one name, and that's your name, that whereby we can be saved. And that is only through Jesus Christ. As we close, thank you. Be blessed. Be happy. Be joyful. In Christ's name, we give him all the praise. God bless you.